thus I have heard. At one time, the blessed one was dwelling on the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Sharadvatiputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion maintenance and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasam gate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah. ngansungi mechen legi laga kare chezo na enji ndoba chigi je lundo ni laga chego yonwa za chita.
So, in our life, whatever activities we do, we do it because of the desires.
That did you in the part of Mandawe, Terry? Missy Kariki Chet, and also he checked where it's Lawaina.
So, today what kind of desire we have and why we gather here is, different than usual.
Jiwa Shima Penche Chiki Tandala.
So why we gather here is, we gather here because of desiring to do something for our next life.
The Chunosung Adi Danda Yungu means a chain of Peng Marilada. Nasu here to teach Joshua Penjo Tandala Shisha Lada, Nasu Tanda he did.
So whether we come for that purpose or something else, anyway, it doesn't matter. But what we're going to talk is we're going to talk about to do something for our next life.
Mm-hmm.
So for this life's, desire, it is not necessary to, practice or, to engage in spirituality.
Sindhi yu tuandala chudrugu mare se de yang, ji, togu tansung yu tuandala chudrugu mare se lagu arma to yang, sindhi yi senpa la deji yunga de, sindhi jen la penpa cheba singe de la yang, mune jinsen da debi gong chuji gugu arisa.
So for this life, desire means, that, food, shelter, clothing, and so on. But, if one want to achieve a peaceful life, wholesome life, then, we need to have some kind of, spiritual self-discipline practice.
Jen la pian sen jing jin na tong ru sen jiu ga bo jin de de ga li le se song na jen la san da nian ba jen la zhe wa wang yin wo de la.
So spiritual practice or the self discipline practice is that we need to care about others. If we care about other, then even the animals also appreciate, and they also get a sense of feeling of care from us.
Dindu ye yin le pensin tam e ba yin. Yine, sinche ki tong chen che la rani le ma chi ki pichi le zewa na yi ye nyang bi sen chi rangji le jetu wa yina me te ngune kandru me yabu chaga ma le la.
So if we able to develop the mind of equanimity toward all the sentient beings, if we feel that closeness toward all the sentient beings, then how wonderful person we can be.
Mm-hmm. Pena kuyu de la tindri ma jiang jiang cha su na mi se yi ting kong de chun zui ba jin de guye jin de yue ma ni la da ting rang ge dang ba rang su se yi de le ge chi sa.
And also, if we able to do that, then in this kind of environment, we don't need a policeman, we don't need a prison, and so on. Everybody take care of their self discipline and ethics and so on.
pēnhār ngā rōng sīndu tūpa jēn jī ōng jī mā rōwa tē ngā rōng jēn lā pēnsā kī mē jī bī mē rōwa jī sōgī yīn sāngi jī jī sēn jī ngā sōng lē tū sā rī bē lā tā, lē tōng bō.
So, you know, we can able to, we could investigate that, you know, can we be that kind of person that, you know, appreciated by everybody.
Nganzo tambi chu nishi yi jinsen jabden chene kansa tani chiso tugu yo talada.
So if we strive for it, then, you know, with a, you know, good reasoning from the practice of teaching, we can able to become or create that kind of person.
Tanda dindu yinyuan ki rewa jida la mingi jinsa xena nao rogu mi dhuti kari jani yungu wa maresa.
But for us right now, how much, you know, the people explain to you and, you know, how much you read, but it really nothing, you know, effect to us. Why is that so?
Because, you
know, we always, you know, cherish our self, you know, first among all the sentient beings. So, now what we gotta do is we need to change this attitude. So, cherish other and always, you know, self, always other before our self. So, if we exchange this kind of attitude, you know, we need to try for that.
Kuchidan chushu ge tanye se ke mari jinso kan de jin so na jinso xie ji xing me de jinso no lu le tong che wa da ko le san ta ne wa de gang ga ji ba wa la.
So then you become you know, honest and you know, disciplined person. So in the society, you know, if people is disciplined, honest, you know, everybody, you know, consider that person and everybody appreciate that person.
Chiron su tsuba nyangdo leka chengi yun juye chagari pina kati yun sosu chigo leka chengi me chile so na ko naa na shiram mrongi chi rangshu chengi yungu duwa la na.
So when we work in the society or in our workplace or wherever, you know, if somebody always think about themselves, you know, if then, you know, the co-worker or the colleagues won't want to associate with that kind of person. So therefore, you know, we need to try our best to, you know, become like that kind of, you know, person by practicing, you know, implementing whatever mentioned in this Lamrim teaching. So, you know, we make a supplication toward all the lineage gurus, you know, to be a successful practitioner so that we can able to benefit, you know, infinite sentient beings.
So, did you know? mē yāra kārē sōgurī sē sōna nāmchū hī sōgurī wāsālā.
So, generally, how, one became a disciplined and honest person is because of, intelligence. So we need to, we will do some brief meditation to generate that kind of, body mind or altruistic thoughts.
Nrugi kino chimba chanyi nane kansin basa yu chu ne ni sasunji jume jume shan chu lang jirin basa gina re yas.
Okay, so with this kind of great thought, great attitude, what we gonna listen and what we gonna teach is the treatises called Stages of the Path to Enlightenment or Lamrim. So, which is lamp of the three world.
Do you know that he carries his hair as a son? And he said that he's going to show some yarrow check, but ne zonde any Sanjay is up at the Mandropa Yelandi, Rimbach in a ten share.
So in brief, what it reveals is how to behave, our three doors, in this life, and entire path to Buddhahood.
Mm-hmm. Nen tindu yechu de tomak su yu sombare yani ba de su sombare dandang su ge de de su sombare salawa yina.
So this kind of great theorists first who teach where the source a teaching source come from, and in the middle who make the commentaries, and at the end who wrote the this book is
dujing aso yonde ge sol lo chu chu yare na da da yin zan de ko so sabal he yin zan to ma ni lo ni to nga ja ngul la da je tem ba sha je to ba sing ga sa chi ba chen ji pe ne ni de so ni ba do ja ga ge pen ru da ni jo ji ba de a de sha ge so ni ta ma de ring aso chen je de de ni byo kan je jo na ni ho so chi ji jo bo song ga ba chen bu sing de ge so ba re s.
So usually people who come here, they already know it, but there are some new people, so Rinpoche want to repeat that. So the source of this teaching first come from the historical Buddha Shakyamuni more than 2,500 years ago. And the middle, the Indian master Atisha came to Tibet and composed the, the root text, and then at the end, the great Tibetan master Lama Tsongkhapa, systematically wrote the entire of path that you know one can achieve Buddhahood.
네 니바 니 당가 기바 집에 주주 쳐와서요. 네 당가 되는지 가사지기 로지 손이지 손바 말해요. 네 저런 연연데데 제쇼다 저런 라인이 연대대대 되게샤 연구리 네 대용에 되는 네 팀원 많이 비치셔 요래 저런데 인지 미지 될라 로저 제쇼하라고 치 당가 이체 연대제 바르스.
So the second is the greatness of the teaching. This is the second chapter. First chapter reveals the greatness of the author. And the greatness of the teaching is that it is not like a kind of story or kind of, you know, kind of fiction or not like that, but it is, you know, it is a practice that you know those great master practice and achieve you know the realizations. So you know if what it reveal is if you wanna achieve you know Buddhahood or enlightenment, then you know you gotta do this, this, and this. If you do like that, then you know you can achieve Buddhahood or you can achieve enlightenment.
Do the natural day de la Rosa Jeda, any day Jeda de Dagomari, then you knew the no natural college Raja Mugubitone, any you day Ragri, any junior de Segre, so on.
So, in brief, you know, Buddha teach many teachings, you know, and this small book sum up all the practice that you know if one could able to practice, then you know it is easy to understand, and it is sum up all the essence, and you know it is very convenient that kind of very unique, you know, teaching wrote by, you know, Master Tsongkhapa.
That's what I'm saying. Chuche said, Kakareche and Chuche said, Chuche and Sana Tonshu Chigun, Chucha Gorilla. Chuche said, Zupolevich, Sana Kogumari, Tanning Yasawa Nagi, Nonchu Pichet on a Chucha Gorilla.
So the third is, one need to implement or one need to practice. How we practice is not physically, not verbally, but you know we need to practice mentally. So it all sum up in our motivation, thoughts, and attitudes.
So when you
practice or implement means that you know if somebody asks what are you doing, then you know I am doing the practice so that you know I can generate and develop the you know great altruistic mind. Or, you know, I am doing the practice so that I can it will benefit for my, next life. So if we could do like that, then it become a true spiritual practice. So these are the preliminary chapters, and the fourth is the actual text. That's the body of the text, and that talk about if one want to achieve Buddhahood or enlightenment. Then first one need to seek a instructor, and after seeking the instructor, then you know how one should practice. This result in the you know fourth chapter.
Dijung ngosu chunso no la hojong ya pung yong ma se de gegen la ra le wa de ngosu gi chunso ne dang se bo ro la da de na yi de le ni so che wa ji de ne min thon da la se me yi ji lang ten gung la ma chi le so na de le ge che wa ji ge ba go de xin de ge che mo le so ro.
So in our you know academic education field, you know, the teachers is considered as a very important. If the teacher is good, then their students also you know become good. So likewise, you know, in the spiritual quest or you know dharma practice, you know, that talk about the unknown, you know, things for us, you know. So the instructor or the teacher is very important. You know, if the teacher is not you know learned, not disciplined, and so on, then you know how much you know teaching he gives, you know, he won't really not effect to their disciples.
That is the Nimbolin, Tomasan, the Washington, the Rosset, the Tenel, the Dajamir, but Ninchi. The Nimbolin, the Nimbolin, the Munchi. That the Nimbolin, the Shuko, the Nimbochetan, the Ninchi. That Nimbochetan, the Ninchi. The Nimbochetan, the Ninchi. Lanchi Najalang, Pacheba, the Hunting Bolins in Murchi, Tanjin Bolins in Murta, Chibuchung, the Langer in Banyan Salins, Chibundra, the Timon, Chibuchimbi Langer in Banyan Salins, Tatombola, Chibuchung, Samba Jamba, Murchi, Nitichi, Bits, Teller Lodoga, Baji, Tatombola, Nin, Jitishima, Dunuja Lotte, but then Jitishima, the Totem Baji, Antombola, Nin, Jitishima, Jitin, the Rindum, Menema, Chua, just a Chamba Samba Don, Jitishima, Chetan Jaban, Ruanin, Jitu Sambas. 당가준 제대심은 제단지원 조언인지 대두 상바스 사제테 카톨릭 되어라다. 다 맞음 메데와지 추구로 와서 추소나 가로 그래서서나 아니 로사텔레 니마도 여말에 대니나 아니 대화 관료들 동해 관료에서는 가서 든지 상상을 시에도 그래서.
So we are in the chapter of you know reflecting on our future life. So you know we won't stay forever, you know, in this life. Sooner or later, we have to die. So when we die, you know, what going to happen to us is, you know, either, you know, we will reborn in lower existence, or either we will reborn in a higher existence. This is the, you know, this will determine by our you know karma.
Ma zun zamuli mo mo che ji ge me shi ji dan da le chue den jie ge ne mian tong gun ji jie ma de qi sa din ji jie ge se ta ge de jia xia xia da mian wa la da ta xi dong ye qi.
So in our world, you know, most people, you know, they take care of, you know, they do exercise. They take different kind of medicines. They take, you know, nutritious food and so on to live long. So they do like that. But, you know, there are very few people that who concern and who take care for their next life.
Shootin' the Sosuchi Tawachi on the world, Kahi Chichioshima Yoma, the singing Tawachi on Russia Gorola.
So, this all happened because of their, you know, philosophical view or their tenants' view. So some people believe, you know, you got to enjoy this life. When you die, that's it. There's nothing, you know. After that.
다와데 양다바레세나 피친디그마레 베칭어소기 뇽소기 토네 지원하마 트렌딩에 다 던지 미동 라제용도에 대해서 세보러와라다 여바치다.
So, you know, so when we die, you know, what are we going to happen, if there's a next life or not, you know, nowadays there are a lot of, you know, evidence, you know, coming up that, you know, some people testify in their childhood that, you know, I was from, in my previous life, I was from this place. My mom's name is like that. And, you know, my dad is like that. And there are a lot of, you know, previous lives, recollections coming to their mind in, you know, after life.
Mm-hmm. 변나 신진 내 내는 되게 샤워질 제그래다 대체선은 동현 되는 되게 샤워져 요래 될면 제 위쳐게 때 단단한 초롱이 땅고래에서 뒤에 된다라 아니 되는 되게 동현 되게 샤워라
So here what the Lamrim talks about is you know you got to be prepared for your next life you know when sooner or later you're going to die you're not going to live forever in this world so when you die You know, either you will born in the lower existence or the, you know, higher existence. So when you are born in lower existence, there are different kind of, you know, beings in the lower existence. And if you born in this kind of existence, then they have a lot of, you know, different sufferings you have to go through. So this all, you know, talks about in this chapter.
다 로그인다. 당가서 가서 가서 된지 동행 20일 사지 가다 내려다. 된지 동행 상반에 사. 된조는 퇴체위 충원은 수여받아. 하다미 요제도 제대 랑라 랑오 메바 진주 온도 제베 수여받아 대바다 뇌바시라. 하다미 헨지 제베 내진 메비 사이 응어질에 시에도 송도.
So we read the text 169, contemplating the suffering of animals. If we are reborn as an animal in our next life, then what kind of suffering we have to go through is we read the text, powerful animals kill weaker ones. Deities and humans exploit animals. Since others control them, animals have no independence and are harmed, beaten, and killed. The level of yogi deed explains that since they dwell in deities and man, they have no other abodes. The treasure of knowledge, auto commentary says.
Benda tenro chi awa chungwa saa se dina ngasung ngasung thongu duwa la da. Benda hlata mei yoji se di tenro kashi mei yoda chi saaya de tongya mongcha wa tenro la tenyagro wa da. Hlata tenro yoji tenji se di nga shi maa su se la da. Dino lo duwa hlata mei yoji tenji de se di.
So here, you know, we can see, you know, bigger animal kill the smaller one, weaker one. That we can see and we can understand. But, you know, and deities and human exploit animals. So, you know, we humans, you know, exploit animals and animal become the possession of the humans. But here it says, you know, and in our food and many things we get from the animals. So, and here it says the deities exploit animals. That Rinpoche said he don't understand it.
Dendro yin na bena lama yin sing, bio na lama yin sing ji tanya ji gure. Dendro yin yang sanje dendro la dupo dongpe lo ju yasari. Nang lama, nga su payo shi dupo la rīgāla nājī sī nā tī yolū lā gājā nā ngā sō yī nā kāsā kē kē nā tēnā gēbāla mā chē nā bā tēnā dū sē nā lō jī tēnā shē dō wā rī jī tēnā pēchī tēnā rī yō mī rā sā lā dā nā mā yī sā gā jī
So in the higher existence there are deities and you know demigods we call it so some of animal you know possessed by those kind of spirits or deities or demigods you know in Tibet which I heard that you know some wild animals like you know deers and those animals you know got some wounds in their back so you know people said that you know those spirits you know riding the animals and as well as they put the you know luggage in those wild animals and that's how the sore happened in their back he wonder
pending to nga to ba kar se pending la de wo ji jie song na pending de la de zu yin song na yang la de jie yi le de le kan ji kar sa ji sa ji de wan de wo ji ra ba xu ji nyong go lo da ku yi ne de la yang den de ji den de de jie yue na sa la
so Rinpoche wonder you know there are six different kind of you know a celestial realm or the deities existence so you know in those existence they have a really grosser level of you know bliss or pleasure And so Rinpoche wonder maybe in that kind of you know existence there might be some you know animals too
pena la sing de ye chewa jile sa so na ni ko sed ne me lo je kangal be me le te ma se pa de be me lu je ne ni din ri ji ji sha ba de jin la che de te po de ji nyang ye je ne ma lo ye ma do
So usually it says that when you reborn in that you know celestial existence or the deity's existence god existence then you know you born spontaneously and whatever you want it you know come into being you know spontaneously without making any efforts so then you know they have that kind of you know pleasures and when they are about to die and you know then all the indication of dying happen in 1 week so in that 1 week they have to go through a tremendous you know sufferings
thinking to pay it
so that he is not sure about
tan de nun do an la da me da le ji de ne ma do ye de ma tun ri ne de re sa na ji su du yo ma re sa la da me de sa ye ne de ni tun ri ne re so do
so what whatever written here you know the you know it seems like there are some you know animals in those existence too
kasanyo chani chonyi le ne yin do in the tundro le ne yin me do la da
so the animals you know they have not they don't have a particular their animal world the animal find you know exist you know look like all any kind of existence
generally ne sa dendro ne thang dang chue dang sa na ki xue yu da ge yin no sa de da ge ne ji zao ne jiang su qian bo yin de yin ne de le chu ba yin no xie song suo suo de de dendri ne
We read the text, animals range over the land, in the water, and in the sky. Their primary abodes is the great ocean, and the other have spread from there.
Shinchu gyawa pomba nala ne chi la chi za shin tu meze pa kaji miti pe tang ale riba tang sa sha tang papa che te che wan jir ome zhen da doba laba tang cha jo doba tau de ku she son so wa son do.
Read the text. Also the friendly letter. In rebirth as an animal, there are various sufferings. Being killed, bound, beaten, and so forth. Those who have cast away the virtue of peace horribly each other. Some die because of their pearls, furs, bones, meat, and skin. Other powerless animals are put to work by being kicked, hit, whipped, jabbed with an iron hooks or prodded.
Suppose you are all at the Macho Miki, Sanchi Pedro, the Cassie, been a meaty singing the Tendrigi, Jay, Jilly, Mitty, Tandal, Kiso, they were a peg, Tandal, Jupa, Tandal, down with a shad and papa. Can just say to me, Tandal, only the Karaku to the Kugu or all at the Mel Oncha Yungitis.
So this is a very, clear, and we can see, how, humans, exploit and abuse the different animals. So this happened all the time in this world.
Tell us, teacher, tumble in a jet dance, nibby chipper donget and horse. The so she be so dead, and go but not proper so duties. Then a murder mummy, but nanji, sober so she be on the zed horse.
We read the text. The first verse teaches the general suffering of the animal, and the second, the specific sufferings. The word and so forth, in beaten and so forth, include being put to work, having their noses pierced and the like, and even refer to human and non-human, killing them and so on. So here Rinpoche is not sure, but in Tibet, all the nomads and the farmers, they press the yak's nose, and then they put the thing in so that you can control the animals.
Then ngaso thoma thoma tbare disunda auzere himat tbayina tyonka.
Nomads, they harvest the yak's fur, and when they harvest the fur, they don't have a good, equipments like good scissors and like that. So, what they do is they roll the fur in the stick and then they just pull it from the skin. So it hurts a lot, and, sometimes, at the end of the hair, there are bloods, spotted.
And
when you cut the sheep's wool, you know, they don't have the you know, tools like here. They have a kind of not very sharp you know, scissor or knife. When they cut the wool, sometimes people cut the skins with the wool.
Yeah, you do what you want. But yeah, then so you know, to work in a shop, you have to sell color to sell.
And they really abuse and, you know, they exploit the animals that, you know, sometimes, you know, for 5 days they put the, you know, loads on the yak and, you know, without rest they go.
Shabunga yirin la khalas ki tegi mahari ko tegi junjun roshya giri. Tanda ya kashi pe trapo dhani yori, desu soni dobo kegu we na ku... kashi paani laa mekimi tenryo na tagu loo dangzani chogun pa loo sichi dangyar teji pa nyema loo ki dangzhaasya laa da dini soni paa thugu maari.
So for 5 days they don't get a food either, you know, and you know, some are very wild, the yaks, some are wild, so you know, tomorrow if they're gonna put the load on, so you know, some they really you know, jump, so they put the, you know, things tie on their tummy, so in the tomorrow, so they can control that wild yaks. So when you tie that thing, you know, the yak can't rest, you know, overnight.
Shukka ma teyo yudhika sanayi ni khala ngansu mili khala sayo choko tani chedi yaa chawa su chincho ni kela thapa chi jane duwa la tsa la cha jane pa thumpe kongsa tuyan shakla la ta cha ngansu sayo.
And in the winter time, you know, they just release the yak on the, you know, on the hill, you know, for 3 months. And then in the spring, you know, they gather the yaks and, you know, springtime, their foot are scared. So what they do is they just cut the, you know, blood vessel on their neck, and they draw, you know, maybe sometimes a gallons of blood to it.
Chuzo nomba denu la pechu dhavu de shimi dhavu de tenri kakhe le shivu dhiyen ma se jen shivu shivu le dhubo tonga se kem dhuwa la dhko kisi tayo na tsengmu tsaya de jire ma dhu. Mune nga so ji ropa hiri se taba de san jen le dhubo tonga dhaba san yi len dhe bari la dhu.
So here it seems like a little better for the animals, you know, in Tibet, you know, they really, you know, the farmers and the nomads, they really exploit and, you know, abuse the animals. So read the text, each other refer to the harm common to all animals. So usually the you know, we called animals are dumb and mute, and they eat each other. So, you know, small eat many small gather and eat the bigger one, and a big eat the weaker smaller one, and also they eat each other like a cannibal. So some of the animals are, you know, like they live on flesh. So read the text. The virtue of peace denotes the virtue that lead to nirvana.
te pambe ne shindu lu shin sa langju nyo du mirungwa ten do sa ta taba tobi gyawa de pansu na len shi ti mi bachi da dungi teta nyongo ya re songdo
if read the text those who cast this away are indicated to be very stupid and unsuitable for our path
ten do ji deb de deb to de ko na ni dobe to de ko na ne s rimba jin do s ta ta ma he ta pom bu ta lom bo che ta lom la so ba o so de
read the text being kicked through to being prodded and referred to the five ways of putting animals to work horses buffaloes donkeys elephants and oxen and the like
thapanda goji ta ne ini yobake gi sinje jang kare ni da dan
so these are all you know the sufferings the animals go through
te dan ne shi jin je ban le shin wa da yin la yin ya mi ba dan chi ji xin se te da ge de chi wa dan kujiwa dan, ngewa dan, moba dan, putreba dan, dawa dan, suylu jan minrawa dume, nyantaba shede suyba dan, chekong dan, nilaji zawa dan, ngunbe, gotumane zibe, teda tu nanyang jire, ji yerewa, donginji tsuna sante, choshin yinjunga shawo osandu.
Read the text. Respectively, the foregoing comments are drawn from Mahamati clear words, explanation of the friendly letter. Some animals are born in darknesses or in water, where they then die, age and die. Others are exhausted by heavy burdens. Some plow are sown or are chased. Others are killed after being rendered helpless by various methods of slaughter. Some are tormented by hunger, thirst, sun, and the wind. Others are harmed in different ways by hunter. Thus, they are constantly fearful after reflecting on the way in which they are suffer, become disenchanted and repulsed.
De mago a ke mendo ala de chedan ko nga tsu pe jeton de ran le che.
So these are clear and easy to understand.
Se se nen zhe le se den zhe no ne chu jin wa ke ba se se jin wa ke bi ba ke ba zang da se tong la ne nge ba me ba se do se de.
Read the text as far as their lifespans are concerned, the treasure of knowledge says the longest an aeon. He explained that the most long-lived animal endure for about an aeon, and that the lifespan of short-lived animal are not fixed.
Sinje teda la dedu yueba jingunzi chego yasu marwa la dapen.
So, if we check how many, you know, human beings, you know, understand that, you know, the animals also have a same feeling like we do.
Mune jene socha bit thoma chinche la kro ji zupo le pali ji chwa de dure ma de mit ji ba ji chang ro la.
So even the smallest animal we can see by eye like a ant, you know, their physical body is small, but you know, they have same feeling like we human do.
yun nga zikaya talo me zikaya pepa kaya tsengmo zayna talo japen la chulo shina tsoba jaya de tso no ge yun besin saji ji tegi nami yun drabari zayang tsengmo zayla la ngayang dhani do salada.
Some people, you know, saying, like a kind of joke, they said that, you know, when the tsunamis happened in Japan, you know, people said that those Japanese people all eat all the, you know, animals in the sea, you know, so they're really cruel to the animal. So maybe, you know, because of that, those tsunamis happen, you know, they just saying like a joke.
The good name, but silent, never chairs, I would do a lot of genie. But she may get him into a new year, subordinate in the dinner. 규신규신 루는 오샤기도 알아다. 그래서 진 소화진 민도 알아다.
And it when we look at the TV, you know, then they say that they eat that, you know, without any consideration to the animals, you know, some, you know, they deep fry live and some they eat the animals moving, you know, they eat. They didn't have any sense of, you know, concern toward them.
Yang tu nuki tiba sahaja tu dia orang asal test dia papa cik saya soni jero ala dah. Pen langga non jono ambu cuma tu tan tahi tahi jero ala
dah. So if we, you know, looking at those people, you know, sometimes we feel kind of, happy that, you know, we don't eat like that. We are not interested to eat all animals like that. And as well as when we walk, we always mindful that, you know, there are ants and bugs on the road. So be careful not step on those animals on the way.
This one so get down on genetic. This cousin sent to Jinzana Haraladako. Mehibi only in Russia, the commission on Russia, Rarimado. But to run you so much in the chicken in the lapai house in the Seychelles dollar that they don't know Marilla.
So, you know, sometimes, you know, the mosquitoes are around us. Even though they don't bite us, if they are around, just clap and kill the, you know, mosquitoes. So, you know, these are kind of some kind of very extreme behaviors. So, you know, we need to be mindful and, you know, try not to do like that kind of cruelty to the animals.
Hanson tendu yin name shu shon de kari jin resa na ni lenre la yi chi me bi jin resa ndo as.
So why we do all these things, you know, because, you know, we are not aware of the, you know, law of cause and effect, and as well as, you know, we don't care or we neglect the law of
causalities.
If we are starving, then that's a different thing. Otherwise, better not interested to it like that kind of thing by doing so cruel to the animals.
I'm just saying, because it was just a lot of the choose gang go to the Kaki Tokan and Yasis and Radico Zimu Yi Tandal and Russia Jim Mado Yanko, Jesus came and do a lot of Sayatuan Kangim, could cheat in a Magogi, zemo ge pe ge sanje da la dubo don se ye de tin de pe mo mo do la da no ba da
so and in here there are you know people you know they got plenty of things to eat they are not starving and you know they got you know plenty of food even though you know they go for fishing and hunting like a sport just for the pleasure not for eating you know these are you know we got to be careful try not to do like that
nge chidang yihyu yid mi ka khe ge tene ze kunchu ge nang bar se la gre sa ene pen ngang ngo shi ba na ji ra ta lo ji ne ku gi se na ku yihyu tene lo ju chen tene jin thong ma so sa ma bin yin sar sa tene ji tene de ngne ne yin ji ma re la da ro pen sen ji ji che ge sa ye tan da la kunchu ge che ba re sen da ta da de ma so la na ngo che da ta ji chen yin na
So some people told Rinpoche that, you know, in Christianity, you know, they said, you know, the animals are, you know, given by the God to us to eat. So, you know, there is no any negativities to eating animals. But, you know, Rinpoche has a friend. He used to be a monk and he converted to Christianity. And he study Christian, you know, Bibles or whatever. So, you know, Rinpoche asks, in the people says in Christianity that, you know, in the Bible that animals are given by God to the human to eat. Is that true? And that guy said, you know, I study Bible or, you know, Christianity, but I never saw like that, you know, in the Bible or in Christianity. So, you know, he thinks this is not true, so which is not sure.
Da kanji kro jeso no ne dang de ga de cha de ne men su su ngo le su su ke su yo de da ji le gan zo tu tu ji zo ne ya ge ro wa la.
So in any way, you know, whatever the other people do, you know, that's different, but you know, we ourselves, you know, try not to do the same that other people do. We need to care ourselves.
Ndwa le tin thoy me du me do ngo zo pe ne de ba yin na chi de ze jin kala ma ra de ba da da la ne so ne tin kha mi ni mi thoy la da dong e nom ba de se no ne tin ri ge se ji ge tin ri ge dong e de mo mo thoy de ngo ne nyu nyu re la da TV 논라 양생지 카시카시 저르마도 저 베르버드니 예소나 베데 사일레 네바 통하여 그래서
So in here you know we can't see any animal like dogs and you know those animals are starving but in Tibet and India you know you can see lot of dogs you know the stray dogs they are really kind of starving.
Ni pena lomba de sene han tani thoyme de mzo ngatsu pe de jaga de sene ne chume ji paso na kol ji ngatsu ne gemon ye je se gro de kyu shu gi chong ro gre ani kala ji ja so na de no bu shu gi chong gre la da de ko len shi ti mung bi on ji ne ani chong go ro la da de ba ji yong gi dong ye nyo
So here, you know, there are not you know, bugs, many bugs. When you light the candle, you know, in India, you know, when you light the candle or when you put the food offering on the altar, you know, a lot of bugs will come and, you know, come to eat there and they die, you know, if the tea they drown in the tea and you know the butter lamps you know lot of moths butterflies they come and some kind of small insect come and they burn by the lamp a lot of you know those small insect die you know in the butter so you know those are you know showing that those animals are so dumb and you know want to eat something, but they don't know the candle will burn them to death.
Kanchi tan tindri yi tindro singe chi yi chewa chi le so na da ngane soso yi miba chi na nga tindri chi chak na kanchi yung sa re sa ngane chewa yi na zyu mithu yi son chi re ola da. Tana nga su ma ta ma shi ni di san chi te pa chobo ni dendo kawo ni thongo ni ma to chi nge kasi sewa na yi chi soba son chi dego kudu ola da ko. Sen na nga da chi yi ta ro ola da. Pena sha shi yung ra wu cha jana.
So imagine, you know, if we reborn in like that kind of animal, you know, if we imagine, you know, then, you know, it is kind of unbearable and we cannot endure for a moment in the animal form. So, you know, like in the jungle, those deers and small animals, they always, you know, mindful, and they are like a spy, you know. They cannot drink, they cannot eat, they cannot sleep peacefully, always alert. So we read the text.
Sena shiche tenpa na yeda sa che la sa. Teta chan treshin kumbe tenpe baba dan shata kin kamba dunbu tsipa tabu. Ndo che kepa na kashindu kanshin che doba wo sandu.
Read the text contemplating the suffering of hungry ghosts. Those who are exceedingly miserly are born as hungry ghosts. These beings are hungry and thirsty, and their skin, flesh, and blood are desiccated, giving them the appearance of a burned locks. Their faces are covered with hairs, their mouths are extremely dry, and their tongues lick their lips constantly.
There are three types of hungry ghosts.
So like mentioned here, you know, the hungry ghosts are so miserable beings, you know, their mouth are so tiny, and you know, their neck are so thin, like a hair, and their tummies are huge.
Tell a call, Carson, she color one chaming, she second a jibber, Sigdua. She color a pejod on one chaming, jibber jindua.
So here, the first kind of, you know, the hungry ghost is hungry ghost who have external obstacles for obtaining food and drink.
That jogo to kakan ame de ne ni sholo la pat se sa yudi piki ki chon ra wuji thong so ti chi de lewa de de ni la na chon chen ramo ro khung ye de ki chot jin la long shu mi ji de de ka gu do.
So read the text. When this hungry ghost approach springs, lakes and ponds, being holding swords, long spears and short spears block their way, or else the water appear them as a pus and blood, and they lose the desire to drink.
Yang kashi la piki ki chua drapa thongo di, yang piki la chua yasa la di, yang chua di mengi cha. Yang piki ki chua yasa la di, yang kashi la piki chua di nata tan tong na nong shio ya mengi, dendri ki kol tenduwa jipa.
So these are the obstacles, external obstacles, you know, face those hungry ghosts. They are so hungry, thirsty, but, you know, if they saw some foods and drinks, then they all changes into like this kind of things.
So those
hungry ghosts, they are different karma, you know. Some go to spring lakes and ponds to drink water. Some saw, you know, the gods holding a sword, some spears, and whatever mentioned here, you know, and they could not able to enjoy, you know.
Sekola shi driba ye banes te da chimi da so chuo na su ju ba na as te sin je re te dam dong 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 tu zo wa da ge chimi la so ba le shun go ba she ba da as che ya na cha de ton ne ton men de ba wo as de re
So they have a, you know, hard time finding the foods and you know, waters, in their existence.
Sekola nangi jibane, tanji shi jiban rosa so. Sekola nangi jibane, ka kumi zang yue ba la sa, ka bawa dang, bawa jian dang, suba cha wa, jian jing gip ma jiba rangi sekong.
Read the text, hungry ghost, second kind of hungry ghost who have external obstacles for obtaining food and drink. These beings have goiters and great bellies, but their mouth, which spew flames, are as small as the eye of a needle. Though others do not prevent them, they are unable to ingest food or drink even when they obtain it.
Kesi khala ji nye na ya kha khomi zam zam me di khano man ro kesi khano so na ni mi pa tang zam me di mi pa no man ro kesi mi pa no ro na jo go khang yi jo go che chan khang yi de me yo ma re so do.
So like if they found a food, you know, they cannot eat, because their mouth is so small like the eye of a needle, and, you know, their throats is like a, you know, as thin as a hair, and their belly is so big, so, you know, they cannot, they have a big belly, small mouth, and very thin neck, so, you know, these are their internal obstacles, you know, for the food.
Da sekong le driba yeba, sumba sekong le driba yeba se tere. Da mechi chingwa xie xiawa ne, suba da tongwa tangchi, menba ne ciban jo la asa. Tere da, kisi kala di yena, kala di chogo nun roso na yene, menba ye, nololpa ci droye dongye dono yodwa.
So third kind of hungry ghost, we read the text, hungry ghost who have obstacles within the food and the drink. Some of these hungry ghosts, unable to make use of clean and wholesome foods and drink.
Jinji sawa shawa ne, se chidam gongi tsite yin rikhi jagudu. Shangji sawa dan mizangwa dan jingye dan nyoba dan meba sheba zangla zatong shawa ne so sa.
Read the text, cut their own flesh and eat it. Those called possessing a garland of flames are burned because whatever they attempt to eat or drink burst into flames. These called filth eater can only ingest, you know, dirty, stinking, harmful, and defecable things, and so they eat feces and drink urine.
Kanje tiji kanje kala ngone ba che rawa yin na yang ko ma tsang wa da tre hin ba da tre ngen ba ji da ji ri ba son ji ma do ini long shi yi de mon se men do an ji ko.
So even though they found a wonderful food, you know, they don't have the power to consume as it is, you know, it become kind of filthy and it stinks and it become you know, spoil and so on.
Kachi ne rangi sha jie jin sawa zang karsa jie jin sala zang ma da zombi zatong la shu mini so
so some because of so hungry they cut their flesh and you know eat it, but you know they don't have a, you know, clean food to eat.
Teda ne, teda kene zhenzhele. Yeda na jine jibu kasa. Yeda de yasa to kaya re sala wa ina. Teda kene zhenzhele. Yeda na jibu kene xinji xisha wa ina. Teda kene jizawa jibu kene zambu linde yiwo. Basi ngaja jeba na yue de yasa.
Read the text. With respect their abodes, the treasury of knowledge, auto commentary says, the king of the hungry ghost is called Yama. Their primary abode is 500 leagues beneath the city of Rajagra in Jambudvipa. The other have spread from there. And you know, the abode of hungry ghosts are separate existence.
시진례전 진짜 미쳐봐 제공 정정에 던지 봐이 제바 신데 미지 텐셀로 가지게네 거지 미잖아 도와지 도선 제베니 미선 지나 보와 중세 장 치위 뜻던 덴바 말아서 대바들로다
Read the text as the friendly letter says, hungry ghosts never heal the suffering of a destitution due to desire. They are subject to very fierce suffering produced by hunger, thirst, cold, heat, exhaustion, and fear. Some with mouth the size of a mere needle's eye and stomachs are round as mountains are tormented by hunger, lacking the energy to search for even a bit of filthy garbage.
Kachi pari li shin chibu te es. Dala ya tu keba tabu la. Kachi tsin shin kanin bawa de. Sesun bayi kabu shiba tse. Mari ngenen na ta shesa tang. Chasu mizan waya minye te es. Pinsi dondu chun shin jemba na. Bawa shunwa minbi na la tse. Ndena, deda na la sugi dusene. Dawa sala gyunki, gyuni nyuma chang. Junxin zhebu mian ji te da ke de ba zang ji long yang gang ban ji ru xie song su xie suo su.
Read the text. Some have bodies of skin and bones like a leafless tree, like a palm tree without its top. Some mouths on fire each night, eat food that cause their mouth to blaze. Some rich one do not even find filth, such as pus, excrements, bloods, and the like, hitting each other faces. They drink the pus they, that ooze from the ripe goiters at their neck. For this hungry ghost in summer, the moon is hot and in winter the sun cold. From them fruit trees turn fruitless. Their mere a glance dries up a stream.
So in
the friendly letter, you know, what it mentioned is when they found food, it happened such and such to those hungry goose.
Tela chije dombo ne che dans nama no ne chepa je donghe ten tos nge wa ne seje che ju ba os jiba ne ju be je de dang dun shin sha ba to ba na to ne ji ba os jina bo wa ne che de wa os.
Read the text. The first verse teaches the general suffering of the hungry ghost, and the remaining verses teach the specific suffering. Exhaustions refer to fatigues from running after food. Fear refers to the terror of seeing being holding salt, cloth, and nooses. Garbage refer to unwanted trash. So they always have a kind of difficulties. They don't even have a peace for a moment.
Chushimbo sibi loyang gamba wosun. Kaji lanes, member of the chibi dama gawa nalas. Kaji ne nagi lung simbu nazuji gawa mbaba jebali shieto osir.
Read the text. At night indicates that flames comes out of their mouth nightly, causes their mouth to blaze, indicates that the food they eat caused their mouth to blaze. Some hungry ghost gaze will dry up even a sweet, cool stream, as though their eye burned it with strong poisons. The clear word explanation of the friendly letter explains.
Loma la chimba le jansa. Music gumba jane chunu, jameba. Tone don de sunne denijan. Jashi nyaji sodan, nasun jebadan. Danzo chata shesa gangi chinjuro. Dilo luna chuto rizzi sinti jin. Zendi jumba mutum. Malaya suna. Deyan dena nasi meji no si chi. Gidin jiwa mambo rangu rangu rizu. Rangu jindun juru rizu. Chutu lomji tongji jiba le shungi. Yuwa tsena langin duba tong umar suna yansu. Deyan dela shesen kuna mazu bi loma jiba tsibi nyangi nindun juru. Denin dene Chatin Daman Dunayan, Jinle Chandi, Chawa Dutu, Dama Jet, Sasa Duji Pong, Nonto Sendo W. Luntrum Masi, Joa Lula Chatumbe, Sawanya La Buyu Jane, Sajala Labian Yanta, Bala Mayan Chansi, Shindu Mizzi Leo, Mimbana, Yakasa, Shindu Mizzi Les.
We read the text. that for some hungry ghosts, a steam appears as if it were filled with a mass of blazing embers. For those, it seems to be a flowing steam of pus filled with various insects. Also, contemplate what Chandra Gomin's letter to a student says. Tormented by a terrible thirst, they see a pure steam from afar and desire to drink it. When they arrived, it changes into a river filled with mixture of oyster shells, a strand of hairs, and putrid pus, a cesspool of blood and excrements. If they go to the top of a cool hill with a moist spring breeze and a grove of verdant sandalwood trees, it becomes for them a forest fire enveloped in leaping flames and heaps with falling burning logs. When they go to a seashore covered with clear glittering foams from crashing waves, it becomes for them a wasteland, blasted by hot sands, dark mists, and a swearing wind. Dwelling in that place, they long for rain clouds to appear, whereupon there issue from the clouds a rain of iron arrows, smoking cinders and sparkling diamond heart boulders, and one after the another gold and orange lightning bolts fall on their bodies like rain. For those afflicted by heat, even a snowstorm is hot. For those tormented by wind, even fire is cold. This entire universe appears upside down to this hungry ghost. Confused by the fruition of terrible karma, even if one afflicted with a mouth the size of a mere needle's eye and a stomach of many leaks drink the water of the great oceans, the water cannot pass through the opening of their throat, and its poisonous mouth evaporate every drop.
Yang Sibo Chen Hindu or Desona Yang, could you trench out on Chi Maromba and the Chandong? Yang saw the Zumba you don't want the little less of the Yang Chi Tana and Zanza Gondo is on that. The Dima to Jinny Lonshu on Chamendoa. Miki Tona Yi, Yule Lonshas under the Bet and Gawachani.
So these hungry ghosts, they don't have any power to enjoy, you know, the drinks and the foods. You know, when they see, as mentioned here, when they see a, you know, pure steam, you know, when they arrived, it changes into a, you know, terrible thing, whatever mentioned here, bloods and screamings and so on.
Young Chowat and the Joe, the Yanchi, Damados, it's twenty Chavas and Nagi, G. Sukarsavan. Doshi met out on the toes on the Tinidendoa.
And same thing, like, you know, if they are cold, you know, even the fire seems like a, you know, cold breeze. And if they want the heat, you know, even the snowstorms became hot, and, you know, because of their karma, they have a tremendous, you know, sufferings in their life.
Then, Karasavur, Tsayu Gosalan Dawayan Sabo Chagres, Drombi Gosalan Nimayan Droma Chagres,
like mentioned before, you know, when they get hot, even the moon shines like become a sunshine hot. And when they are cold, even the sunshine becomes like a, you know, cold. So, you know, everything changes of their because of their karma and they are powerless.
Tendriye jidang ngasu yin dawa de sisi jin se bro ku jidang cheri ba de ne dawa le si bi rang ji ma re sa la go se do ya de de se yang kan le ni mi shi.
So usually we called, you know, moon as a, you know, soothing cold, but you know, the scientists are telling that moon is not like that soothing cold. So Rinpoche is not sure.
Then I told Toshi Carrier Sesona, Bene Yedache Yelesa, Sendela Nami Chunjuji, Yedagi let it all here, Sundua.
So for us, you know, if we have created a karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost, you know, if we able to, you know, purify that karma, then in this life, even a small, you know, small illnesses can purify the karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost.
Mm-hmm. Kisi tindriyi yedda jie yelle de dawa la nami jindribu chunchun jin yonggu re yas.
So to able to purify our karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost, we need to karma should be ripened, you know, and you know need to bear a little suffering in this life.
Bianca Jagal, Gilun Chobachi, Yedagi, Lesa, Sangi, Gilun Pichobachi, Chobachimbuchi, Yores, Sondo. Co Gonimachila Gondani, because of the Saint Ansis of the Kakon, Amadin, Karacheka Sangi, Donghe Chambuchi, Yone, Niseyondo.
So in India, there is a one great monk, and he has created a karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost. And then, you know, he did the purification of that karma. And one day, you know, when he was sleeping in the middle of the night, you know, he felt so terrible thirst, and, you know, he couldn't bear even a moment, and he wake up and he was so thirsty, unusually so thirsty, that kind of things happened to him. So when he was so thirsty and he wake up to get some water to drink, and in India, you know, they put a clay pot of water near the room. So whenever they need cold water, they drink from the, clay pot. So when he went to get the water from that container, you know, there is no any water left in
there.
So then there is no water in the clay pot. Then he, he dress up his robe, and usually nearby there is a small river. So he went, he thought, I will go to the river and get some water. And when he reached near the river, there is no river, all dry up. River is dry up.
So
he didn't found the river dry up, And then, you know, he thought, what I'm going to do now? And, you know, usually nearby there are many mango groves. There are mangoes. So he went to get some mangoes from the tree, and he saw all tree dry up. There's no any mango left.
And
he was so exhausted looking for something to quench his thirst, and he was so exhausted he couldn't find nothing. And then he, you know, put the rope on a tree branch, and he lay down. So when he wake up in the morning, it feels like to him it was a kind of nightmare. And in the morning, you know, when he check his, you know, water pot, there is a water in the pot, and he went to see the river. River is running as usual, and the trees, there are a lot of mangoes in the trees, and his rope is also hanging on the, you know, tree branch. So then he get a canoe, and you know he went in the canoe or in the river to get his rope back. So then he went to his teacher. You know, yesterday something weird things happened to me, like this and that. You know, what is it? He asked to his teacher, and his teacher said that, you know, you exhaust your karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost, just mare from this nightmare. So you purify the karma to be reborn as a hungry ghost. So we don't have any that kind of karma to reborn as a hungry ghost. So we got nothing to worry about, and we take it easy.
So then,
So we stop here, and you know, we dedicate whatever merit we have accumulated at this time to be not reborn in this kind of hungry ghost existence, and you know, pray that we can purify if we have created a karma to be reborn as hungry ghost.
Yeah.